You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, July 16th, 2015. It is week 114 of Destiny Pizzas. We're going to talk about some movies that are coming out today, or this week, and trailers of stuff we saw. So I'm going to get into some This Week in Movies and Now. For those uninitiated, This Week in Movies and the Now is when I tell you what is going to happen in a movie based on the trailer. I've seen multiple trailers for both of these movies. So I guess we'll go down that rabbit hole. Now, Ant-Man. It's about a man who shrinks down to the size of an ant.
Whoa.
Paul Rudd.
Blew my mind.
I assume... Okay, so Michael Douglas is in this movie, and he used to be Ant-Man, and then his suit gets stolen by what I assume is, who's the bad guy in this? Mark Strong? No.
Yeah, Corey Stoll.
Corey Stoll, who looks like Mark Strong, kind of.
Yeah, he's bald.
Bald.
He's a alcoholic from House of Cards.
Yeah, that dude. No prostitutes in this movie, I assume. Maybe.
I don't know, man. Marvel's maybe going a different direction.
That'd be crazy.
I doubt it.
Yeah. So, I think Corey Stoll steals the suit, and then he hires Paul Rudd, like, after Paul Rudd gets out of prison, because Paul Rudd's, like, a bank robber or something, or he's, like, some sort of deviant in society. That normally is how a person would get killed by a serial killer. And he's like, oh, I'm so happy to work for you. I'm going to change my life around. What do you want me to do? And he's like, I need you to steal something again. It's like, okay. And then he steals a suit, and I assume he like finds out how it works, and then he goes down the shower drain, and it's like he shrinks down, but his power is the same, so he's like really strong, or like his power is multiplied. I don't know, it's pretty crazy. And I guess this was really hard to film. A lot of people didn't like filming it with him, because in scenes when he would shrink down, he would just crouch on the floor and stuff.
Yeah, it must have been really awkward.
Yeah.
Just do stuff like that.
No, but like, they're like, you could just get out of the scene.
And you just like, leave, and he's like, no.
He's like, no, I'm just gonna like hide.
They get somebody to act with down here.
Yeah. So, there's that. I assume this movie's gonna explain why Michael Douglas wasn't there for any of the Avengers things, even though Ant-Man is supposed to be a founder of the Avengers, along with Wasp. And we might hear about that. And then, I assume... Then we find out Corey Stoll has his own costume, which, do you know, up until like really late into the movie, they were going for a practical effect, and they had to change that to CGI.
Oh, really?
The arms, because it was really hard. It was like hitting people and stuff. All their yeah. This set sounds like so much fun to watch. So,
I know. I want to see the outtakes on this.
Yeah.
It'd be so funny.
Oh, my gosh. Man. So, yeah, that happens, and then...
Thomas the Tank Engine makes an appearance.
Yeah, Thomas the Tank Engine is like the other bad guy. He's like the Thanos of this movie. If you compare this movie to Guardians of the Galaxy, he's like Thanos.
I think that's comparable. He's the overseer. And
yeah, he's like, do my bidding, Corey Stoll. And so, yeah, that's what I think happened. And I think they probably kill him. They probably don't kill him. Maybe he's like stuck small.
They keep
Corey
him in
Stoll's
a jar.
Character. Yeah, they just keep him in a jar. Put some like twigs and stuff in there so you can run around on them. I think that's probably what happens.
I hope that's how it ends.
Or they put him in a cage full of like ants, like an ant farm. Mm-hmm. I don't think people really have ant farms anymore.
Oh, that's a good one though, ant farm.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope that's a scene in the movie.
Like in an ant farm?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
You don't see ant farms much.
You see like the gel ones now.
Yeah.
Where they can, like, eat the gel and poop out the gel and then just...
I think ant farms are creepy. Like, it's...
I used to have an ant farm when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it was three of them. And they had tubes
in between them. I don't like being in a room with a bunch of ants.
I thought it was really cool, except I guess it leaked one day and my parents got really...
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I kept it outside, though.
Oh, okay. People keep those things inside.
Yeah, but then I think the problem was when... If, like, in the morning when it would be, like, wet and stuff,
mm-hmm.
It'd get a lot of moisture inside. I think that kills ants.
I think the ant farm freaked me out because I think in the third Mighty Ducks movie, they did a thing where they... There were all these fire ants
yeah.
and these ant farms.
And they like
empty
them out.
And then emptied them out in people's beds or like somewhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
That sounds horrifying.
What if that happened?
And I remember to catch the ants, I would have to use like a little, like a dropper. And you'd like vacuum them into the dropper and like squirt them out into your ant farm.
Yeah.
It seemed really screwed up. Like they should have just given me ants or something. I don't know how that works. But
wait, how does that work? Do they come in like a jar?
You can buy. Yeah, you're supposed to like get a coupon. You get a coupon in there. You're supposed to send it out and they send you ants.
Like in the mail?
Yeah.
Like you just get a packet delivered and there are ants in there.
I assume in some sort of container.
They're just crawling around. Yeah. You figure it out.
You figure it out. Use their eyedropper.
They got out in transit, you know? We don't secure them very well.
So yeah, that's what happens in that movie. In Ant-Man. And Trainwreck.
It's the flip side of the Thomas the Tank Engine. The trains involved in this movie also.
Yeah. This one, I don't think there's actual trains. It's not like the taking of Pelham 123. Or what was that one with Denzel Washington and Chris Pine?
That was Unstoppable.
Unstoppable. Not like that. This is about Amy Schumer, and she doesn't know how to be in a relationship. And then she goes on a date with Bill Hader, who's like a dentist or something. And he's friends with LeBron James for some reason. LeBron James is actually LeBron James in this
movie. LeBron James would never be friends with that guy.
Yeah, he's like, you're weirdo, like, I don't know. He'd probably not be friends with Amy Schumer either. But I think they say they are friends in real life now.
Oh, yeah, but like, I'm assuming it. I think he's a big part of this movie. I think he's like literally like his best friend or something in the movie.
Yeah, he's like
from the trailer. That's what it looks.
That's
like.
That's what it seems. Yeah. Well, you're encroaching on my territory.
I'm sorry.
I was supposed to tell you what happened.
I don't know
the trailer.
Anything from trailers.
And So then he's like, "Oh, you want to go on a second date?" And then he finds out that she's a train wreck or something. I don't know. I don't know what.
That's LeBron James' line. She's a train wreck.
Yeah, because she doesn't know how to go on. She's never been on like a second date. I think that's what. The whole point of the movie is, and then she
was
really
made by Judd Apatow. Right?
Yeah, which means it's not going to be good because he peaked after Freaks and Geeks.
Somehow he got bigger and bigger.
Yeah, somehow he made more and more money.
I think because over time people realize he made Freaks and Geeks, and they're like,
maybe if I give him enough money, he'll bring back Freaks and Geeks. Only to realize that like everyone in Freaks and Geeks is also super successful.
Yeah.
And the amount of money it would cost to make one episode of Freaks and Geeks would bankrupt, like, a small country. Yeah, I don't really know what's happening in Trainwreck. I guess they go on a second date. Maybe that's how
really,
the movie ends or something.
By the trailer. I'm like, where does it go from there? Who knows?
Yeah, he's like, we had fun on a date last night. Do you want to go on a date tonight? And she's like, I have to go cycling. And it's like, what? I think she says something much more.
I'm sure it's a...
Yeah, Judd Apatow wrote this. He's actually really funny.
There's a joke in there.
I mean, he's no boy band satanic cartoon.
Not on that level, you know.
But, yeah. Let's talk about trailer talk. Let's talk about some trailers we all saw, and then... I'll talk about all the trailers that I saw, because apparently before me and Earl and the Dying Girl, it was a bunch of trailers I've never seen before.
All right.
And, well, one I saw before.
Well, let's start with the one.
The clearest, and then we'll go to, like, the most, we'll go from, like, the official release to, like, the most pirated one.
Yes. So, the big one that was actually released online officially is the Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice trailer.
Which we teased on Monday.
Yes.
Which we see Batman's parents die.
We do.
Well, we don't know. We see the gun go off.
They could have not died yet.
Yeah.
That's true. They cut away in such a way that you're like, did they actually get shot?
Like the directors of Game of Thrones and Stannis Baratheon. We don't know if he's dead or alive. But apparently the directors came out and said, like, we killed him.
They did say that, yeah.
Which is fucked up. I don't believe them.
They're lying. Because they'd rather say that. Why? Like, are we going to be mad at them if they're not lying? No.
No. They're going to be like, oh, that's awesome.
You might as well lie.
Yeah.
They're doing the whole Amazing Spider-Man thing where they're like, yeah, we didn't actually kill him or whatever.
Yeah.
But, so his parents get shot. But I like the start of the trailer where they're like, they got Batman rushing in, like, in the Man of Steel time.
I know, right?
That was so cool. It was like all those buildings are going down.
Because I was like, who is this guy? I was like, is this Superman? Like, you assume it's Superman.
Yeah.
Because it's like the angle you're seeing it at.
Yeah.
And then you see Ben Affleck holding like this little girl.
Yeah.
And then it's a sign of like Wayne Financial
is
crushed. And then it's like a court case saying like, he's an illegal immigrant. Superman's an illegal.
Yeah. Illegal alien.
I was like, technically he's like a refugee, if anything, because he can't return to his planet.
Yeah, there's nowhere for him to go.
He just needs to seek asylum.
Exactly.
In America.
Yes.
And, I mean, he grew up, he was like an infant.
Yeah.
So, that case can be made.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see that happen. I think that's... They still haven't told us that they're going to break the movie into two parts. First part, all courtroom drama.
Yeah, they still have not told us that it's not a courtroom drama.
Yeah, so the first one is all courtroom drama. The second one
showed a court in the trailer, so we're on the right page.
Fight. Yeah. That's what I think is going to happen.
Batman's suing him, and you destroyed my building.
Yeah, who's going to pay for this? We're not all billionaires. I am, but why should I have to pay for my own building that got destroyed when you destroyed it? That's not fair.
Yes. And then, like, the other part they show the trailer is they show like Clark Kent and they're like, oh, this Batman guy.
Yeah.
Like, for Clark Kent's like investigating the Batman or something.
Yeah.
Because apparently Metropolis and
Gotham City,
they're like right next to each other. It's like Oakland and San Francisco is what I think the terminology they use.
Yeah.
And like, but wouldn't Metropolis be like destroyed still from.
Yeah, but apparently like. Waynes had buildings inside Metropolis.
Yeah.
And I found out also Bruce Wayne is part owner of the Daily Planet.
I saw that too.
On Reddit.
Yeah.
I was like, I do not care to read the rest of this article.
Exactly. That's enough info I need, but I never knew that.
Makes sense.
It does make sense.
I bet
sense.
You Wayne...
Because he's so rich.
He probably owns a lot of things.
Yeah, I know. You never think about what he owns, though.
Yeah.
Except all the bat stuff.
So, yeah.
But then we got a... Jesse Eisenberg shows up in the trailer.
Got
the hair.
Gal Gadot shows up in the trailer.
Yeah, she's in her Wonder Woman
get
up in the trailer.
Oh, we see Lex Luthor with some kryptonite.
We get the green.
I thought it was Flubber. Awesome. And I was like, I got really excited.
Flubber, yes!
And then I figured out it might have been kryptonite, because that actually exists in that universe.
And then we got to see some like cool of things of them fighting, where I thought was really cool, when Batman used that grappling hook. Like, we've never seen that Batman stuff. Like, it's more like comic booky, I guess you would say, because you've seen like practical fighting, but that was more like a CGI type thing or something.
The one scene that got me really excited though was we see Batman and we see a bunch of soldiers with red
S's, yes, and where he's in the desert or whatever.
It reminded me of Red Sun. It looked a lot like Red Sun.
Yeah,
so I was like, can I change my answer from one thing?
Yeah.
Red Sun? That's weird. That would never happen. I think Stanley's What If is way better.
I bet we could get an animated Red Sun someday. I think so.
The commies won't like it, though.
I think so. That's okay.
Like, Patriots won't like it, either.
That's okay.
Because Bizarro is like the American Superman, and he's like a weirdo.
True. True.
Yeah.
So that's the stipulation.
And then, like, we see a scene where there's, like, flooding, and then someone paints, like, the Superman logo on their house, and Superman finds it.
Yeah, because Lois Lane's, like, your hope for people.
Yeah, people hope, for, like, or, like, pray for you.
Yeah.
And then we see this weird thing where I assume he's landing in, like, Mexico or something, and it's all the people painted up, like, the Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
And they're, like, trying to touch him. And this is really creepy.
I'm like, whoa, because they're, like, worshiping him or something.
Yeah, it's like he's a god.
Yeah, and then that's the whole thing, Lex Luthor's whole Jesse Eisenberg, he's like, oh, God versus man, or whatever. And I'm like, I'm assuming Lex Luthor sets up that fight somehow, I don't know.
Yeah, he puts it on pay-per-view.
Yeah, I don't know if it's all filmed or what's going on, but there's a lot of them, like, standing right next, like, Batman and Superman, like, he, like, rips open the Batmobile, and they're, like, standing next to each other and stuff like
that.
He,
like, gets up, and I'm like, oh, you see how big he is?
Yeah.
Like, you see how big Affleck is compared to Henry Cavill, too.
Well, the cool thing, I thought in the trailer it seemed like it wasn't... Superman was... It was a little brighter.
Yeah.
It didn't seem as dark as
Man of
Steel
was. The first time you see Superman in this trailer is in that courtroom, and he has, like, you see his bright blue.
Yeah, exactly. So it does seem like they're trying to rectify, like, at least, like... People were mad about the damage. They're at least addressing that.
Yeah.
The costume is kind of dark. They're addressing, they've changed the lighting a bit.
They're like, so, you want to see a dark costume? Look at Batman.
Exactly. So they seem to be adjusting, at least, like, Those are good signs.
We also see some alliances form almost between Batman and Lex Luthor.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I've been excited for this movie until I saw this trailer.
Yeah.
This trailer got me really excited for this movie.
Yeah, I think this trailer, like, it's a good start. It feels very different from a Marvel movie in a good way.
Yeah.
I get that. It's not, like, and it doesn't seem like uber dark, like, no. Uber, like, over the top. Just seems like that. I get what they're going for, I think.
Yeah. Next up, you want to talk about Suicide Squad?
Yeah, let's do Suicide Squad.
This is a weird trailer.
Yeah. I dug it, though.
I did.
It starts off with, like, Harley Quinn in that cage.
Yeah, she's, like, a Cirque du Soleil performer, apparently.
Yeah, doing, like, twisting on ropes or something in a cage.
It was really strange.
I was like, whoa.
It sucked, though, because we see Harley Quinn, and then we see, like, El Diablo or whatever. The smallest character of all of them. Yeah. And we hear, like, why they formed this team.
Yeah, the whole Viola Davis as Amanda Waller.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, let's set up a team with bad guys. That way we got no culpability when it goes wrong.
And it's that dude from Walking Tall, the bad guy.
Yeah. And then they get a Superman reference in there. They're like, people are looking to Superman. All the crazies are coming out or something.
Yeah, it's like it was when the alien came, it was kind of like a beacon went out to all the crazies.
Yeah, yeah.
So his looks really cool. You see the Joker, which was horrifying.
I love his voice, his Joker voice.
Holy shit.
I think that performance, like, it's
very, like, it's Dark Knight meets Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it's our first insane Joker. Like,
yeah.
Physically, like, on his face, you can see
he's physically looks clean and everything, but, like, mentally, he is a billion miles away.
Yeah, yeah. That's why that.
Because, like, the Joker and the Dark Knight look kind of disheveled and acted that way, where the Joker and Batman, Jack Nicholson, when he was the Joker, looked clean-cut and kind of acted more clean-cut, where this Joker acts crazy and looks clean.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm excited. I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, yeah. I just love David Ayer's movie so much. I'm really having, like, because I know we're getting all those photos, but it looks a lot better in the trailer than what you're getting from those photos.
But then I thought it was interesting because a lot of the things that we saw filmed popped up in the trailer.
Exactly. Like going down the building, the Will Smith thing, the
Batman on top of the car.
Yeah.
Enchantress, we saw a little bit of her. Katana, we saw. I think she performed seppuku on herself in the trailer. So, it was, like, really strange.
Yeah.
Killer Croc, we get, like, a glimpse of. Mm-hmm. It seems like a lot of those scenes were filmed the day they took all that the picture together.
Yeah, it does seem
it
like
seemed
that.
Like that same thing. We didn't see Scott Eastwood, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
And they also made Margot Robbie, or, like, Harley Quinn look like a whore. Like,
they did.
Like, licks the pole and everything. I was like,
whoa.
They did.
I was like, man, they're going, like, real, like, straight
up. Yeah, because what was the tagline? Like, justice something. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I don't remember, but I mean, I guess the fact they're calling it Suicide Squad, they're like...
Yeah.
I mean, that is true. You would, like... You try to think of Marvel making a movie... Like, you could only do it in their Netflix series. I can't see them doing anything. Like, it's crazy how different, really, what they're doing.
And they put it kind of on Front Street that Batman's in the movie.
Yeah.
And she's like, I hope you got insurance.
Yeah.
It was crazy looking.
I dug the trailer.
Yeah.
And, like, they're still in the middle of shooting. So they came here just for Comic-Con for, like, a second, and then I left.
And everyone was there except for Jared Leto. At Comic-Con.
Yeah. I don't wonder why Jared Leto wasn't there.
I assume it takes so long to get out of that makeup that they're like, we're just going to hide
you. Yeah, just stay in that for a while.
And then we saw Deadpool.
This is the topper to me of all
the
trailers.
Yeah, very self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
Very removing that Wolverine movie ever happened.
Yeah.
And then...
Very, like, comprehensive of, like, oh, it's the, or, like, this is where we start, and then, like, crazy stuff happens, and it's very, like, I thought when it was rated R, they weren't, it was just like, oh, just for the violence, but no, it's for, like,
language.
All the language, it's for literally, like, everything you want and imagine, and you could hope, and you're shocked the studio would let them do any of this, and you try to think, See, I want Marvel to have all the properties, but if Marvel actually had a hold of the rights to Deadpool, they're not doing anything not at all. There's no way. There's no way they're doing anything close to this.
And then I was wondering if they refilmed, because we saw some of the test footage in the trailer.
Yeah, that was...
So I was wondering if they refilmed that scene, mm-hmm. or if they just, like...
Used that?
Used the test footage.
I don't know. They still got a little ways out in February.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure
and we saw Colossus.
Colossus, yeah. And making all these jokes. I like how, like...
It's, like, a lot of jokes.
I do like that, I do like that scene with the test footage where, when he jumps off the bridge,
mm-hmm. it goes into that S
car. But then when he's, I don't think that's part of the test footage when all those guys are pointing guns at him.
No, that's not. I don't think that's part of it.
I like that part because it feels like everything around him is real.
Yeah.
And then that's what makes the funny contrast to what, because if everything's just over the top crazy, it's that, but like everything else around it, it's mm-hmm. just, it's pretty funny.
He's like, you know why I wear red? And then he's like, so my enemies don't know when I bleed. And then he's like, the guy in the brown pants understands.
Yeah, I mean, this is such a different type of movie. It's awesome.
Yeah,
it's like this is the movie we need.
Yeah, like people are like, oh, maybe we're gonna get too many superhero movies. I don't think that's gonna happen.
No,
movies like Deadpool.
If you're creative and you make a movie like this, it's a totally different movie. Mm-hmm. It's not anything we've seen.
Same thing with like The Kingsman. Like The Kingsman was technically a comic book movie.
Yeah,
and
it's just so different. Like you just need creative directors. If you just bland whatever.
And people willing to take a chance, which is the problem with Hollywood as it is right now.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, this Deadpool movie had to be lobbied for...
For years.
Yeah. And they had to... And you're lucky the studio is doing what they're doing. They're like, whatever, we don't care.
Yeah.
They're like, do what you want, because we never thought it was a good idea. Yeah. So, do what you want and prove us wrong.
Yeah.
Go prove us wrong, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So, that's just legit.
We saw a lot of TJ Miller.
Yeah.
Excited so for this movie.
Yeah, it's gonna be so much fun.
Yeah. And then I saw a lot of trailers by myself because I think every trailer I saw before me and Earl was like a new version of a trailer that I haven't seen. So like Southpaw, I saw a trailer. And I didn't know in all the trailers I saw before. I feel like there's a spoiler, but then I feel like I should just be able to say it because it was in the trailer.
I've seen the trailer.
Where, like, you find out, like, I didn't know Rachel McAdams dies.
Yeah, that's I've seen that too.
Okay.
It's like the big trailer. I hate, like, why, I guess, yeah, I don't know why they show that in the trailer.
And, like, they show, like, he's losing his daughter and stuff like
that.
Yeah. I didn't know any of that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I just assumed he was sad because he got shot through the hand and he's a boxer and he's like, I can't box anymore. So that doesn't happen. Or so that happened in Southpaw. Okay, I saw Pawn Sacrifice, which is Tobey Maguire and... Sabretooth? What's that guy's name? Liev Schreiber. And Tobey Maguire is Bobby Fischer. And he's playing chess against the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
This movie looks crazy. I want to see it.
Yeah.
I think the Soviets are coming back in cinema like in a big, bad way. So I think now is the perfect time to make Red Sun.
Bridge of Spies.
Bridge of Spies, that murder one we talked about a few months ago.
In real life, like the whole, there's like Cold War talk. There's like, the Russians are big.
The Russians are big right now.
Really?
The Americans, that show exists.
Yeah, there you go.
I think now if you're going to make a Soviet era thing.
It seems to be like a time thing. Like we wait a little, like, because Nazis were, and Nazis are still big. But
Nazis are always going
to
be big.
They're always going to be big. But like we're moving a little bit more as time goes on, it seems to easier to go back.
So yeah,
it's a big Soviet. So Red Sun Superman maybe right around the corner. We don't know. Maybe
it's like an alternate universe in the Warner Brothers movie universe.
Yeah,
a DC universe.
It could happen.
So yeah, I saw a movie trailer called Suffragette, and it's about women's rights in
voting
England.
Oh, England.
And it has... What's her name? I don't know her name. But, yeah, that movie looked really dark and not fun at all.
Well, it's about getting rights, and that's usually...
Yeah, usually it's not a fun game. Suffragette. That's what I was thinking about the whole time. I was disappointed that...
Play this during the trailer!
Helena Bonham Carter, Carey Mulligan, and Meryl Streep are all in it. And it is the foot soldiers of the early feminist movement, women who were forced underground to pursue a dangerous game of cat and mouse with an increasingly brutal state. And it's crazy because they're like militant feminists, like blowing stuff up.
Ooh,
and it was really cool. I was like,
I didn't even know there were groups like that.
Yeah, in England. They're like, back in the day.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's disappointing to me that, like, I'm hoping this does a similar thing to what Selma did, where it, like, increases awareness. Which is really sad to me because I'm like, it's just a movie of something that happened so long ago.
Yeah. Why does it have to be a movie that does it?
Not just that, but then it's like the movie itself shows you how long ago it happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, and we've made progress, of course, but mm-hmm. not as much as, like, I'm sure the people, if we found the people who this movie was based on and we're like, hey, do you know in 2015, nothing's like, you haven't achieved your goals yet?
Yeah.
Good I think point. It'd be really disheartening.
Yeah, it's like the, how far have we come?
Yeah. So, yeah, that movie. Masterminds, this movie looked really funny. It's with Zach Galifianakis, Kristen Rudd, and Owen Wilson. And Zach Galifianakis is, like, he works for, like, a Wells Fargo-type company. It's based on a true story, apparently. And he works there with Kristen Wiig. And Jason Sudeikis is in the movie as well. I guess they find... Kristen Wiig gets this job with Zach Galifianakis, and they find out that they just let Zach Galifianakis have access to, like, a bunch of money. So Owen Wilson's like, hey, how about we plan, like, a robbery? And they, like, get Zach Galifianakis to be, like, the patsy. And then they try to kill him. But Zach Galifianakis comes back and, like... They hire Jason Sudeikis to kill Zach Galifianakis. And Zach Galifianakis, like, is going on a rampage against Owen Wilson. Because I guess Kristen Wiig is like, don't do this. Like, we don't have to, like, to kill him. So it looks really funny. I was like, wow, I didn't think I'd see a movie with that many funny people in it. That actually looked really funny. Paper Towns, I finally saw a different trailer for this movie. And I don't know. The more I see these trailers for this movie, I feel like I should need to see this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it just seems so much like an adventure movie. But like grounded in reality. Mistress America, this movie looks really interesting too. It's written by Greta Gerwig and some other guy, and then that guy directed the movie. And Greta Gerwig stars in it. And it's about, like, a person. This girl moves to New York. And her parents are getting married. And it's, like, Greta Gerwig's dad and this girl's mom that are getting married. And the parents are like, oh, why don't you two hang out? And Greta Gerwig is, like, in her 30s or something. And this girl's, like, 18. And she's like, oh, this girl lives the dream. Like, she's an interior decorator. And lives in, like, New York City. And does all this stuff. And it's... You see how both of them grow in the show or in the movie, and like Greta Gerwig's talks about how her ex-boyfriend cheated on her, and now they're getting married, and that girl stole her cats. So like, there's a scene where they go back to their house, and she's like, "Last time I saw you, you were like, screaming at me drunk from like bushes." And so it's like, it looks really funny,
mm-hmm.
but it seems like a good, I don't know, kind of like, I guess mumblecore movie. As much as I hate that phrase, I hate that word, but I guess it is that. A lot of good dialogue. And the last trailer I saw was Learning to Drive, and Ben Kingsley's in that. I don't know who else is in this movie. I should probably look it up. He plays an Indian person, though, so that's nice because he is Indian. I don't think people realize that.
He usually does not play an Indian person.
No, he plays some weird race, like in Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Or he plays like an Egyptian person. Patricia Clarkson is in this movie. And Jake Weber is in this movie. John Hodgman. And Samantha Bee from The Daily Show. There are quite a few people in this. One person's IMDb picture is a picture of that person with Liam Neeson.
Not a bad picture to
have. Like, these pictures look like they might just be her Facebook pictures or something. This is so weird. One of the pictures is sideways.
Maybe they're not big enough to have, like, real pictures.
But she's been in Learning to Drive Nonstop and The Sorcerer's Apprentice and The Awkward Moment.
That's shocking.
I think she must be, like, a minor person. So, yeah. This movie looks like... It's like this woman who's getting divorced who was, like, super dependent on her husband and I guess doesn't know how to drive. So she's takes driving lessons from Ben Kingsley. And then... she finds out about, like, Ben Kingsley, like, oh, why are you a taxi driver? And he's like, taxi drivers, because he wears, like, a turban and has a beard and everything. He's like, when I came to this country, taxi drivers were, or driving a taxi is one of the few jobs that lets me look like this and, like, work. Mm-hmm. And then you see, like, his whole story. So they go to, like, the Sikh temple and there's, like, a marriage and something happens, I assume, in that. That's going to be a storyline that probably mirrors the white storyline. So... I feel like that happens a lot, like in 100-Foot Journey. It's like, oh, this white woman moves here, and there's like an Indian restaurant across the street, and somehow the worlds are similar. Isn't it crazy? Like, we're not so different. And I'm like, we are very different. Don't try to compare. Don't try to lessen my culture by comparing it to yours. That's the racist inside of me. But I feel like a lot of people agree with me on that fact.
On Netflix today, Changeling with Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with that character from episode 2.
Clone Wars. We thought the Clone Wars. We thought it was her backstory. I went in to see it, and then I was like...
It's just about a girl who, like, doesn't... Who, like, her kids it's something like are her stolen kids, from her.
Yeah, and then she gets back... Wait, does she get them? I don't know.
No, she doesn't get them back, but they convince her that she's crazy, and it's based on a true story.
Oh, yeah. That was it. I've only seen the trailer. I haven't seen it.
Oh, that's what happened in Suffragette. There's, like... I guess, like, the head of police is like, we need to do what, like, to control these women, we need to do the only thing that we know. And it's, like, a scene of them taking the kids away from their mothers.
Whoa.
And then it reminded me of this crazy fact I read a long time ago, that until the 1960s, 1960s seemed like a lot of stuff changed, like, no more humans in zoos, civil rights, and,
Vietnam War didn't. Well, we went to the
beach. Yeah. We started that. That was a mess.
The change was we went to war.
Yeah. And apparently England would just...
X-Men saved us from Cuban.
Yeah, from the Cuban Missile Crisis. England, what they would do is they would... If sometimes when kids were submitted into the hospital, they would just tell the parents, your kid died.
No way.
And they would send them to other Commonwealth countries like Canada, Australia, and stuff, and sell them as servants and slaves.
Are you serious?
For, like, factory labor.
In the 60s?
Up until the 60s.
Up until the 60s. In the 59s?
Yeah,
59. In the time Marty went back to the future?
Yeah. There was, like,
there were kids.
Four British kids lied to.
That is insane.
And then they would tell the kids that your parents died and you're orphans.
Jeez.
I think it was up until the 50s. I remember because I was like...
Because I remember wonder why people don't trust the government.
Yeah, because I was
because that's what they used to do.
Because I told my dad, I was like, "This could have happened to you." That's how I realized it was like it was in my dad's lifetime, and my dad like grew up in England, so I was like,
"That's crazy."
I see, and like the government finally apologized for it, like this year or last year.
Yeah, it's always weird when it like you think if it's that long, you're never going to do it, and then like
they're like, "Oh yeah, well the Pope is doing that right now."
Oh yeah, he is like, doing that now.
It was a horrible thing that we did to the native people in America. It was like a great atrocity.
Yeah.
And I'm like, good for you, Pope.
I mean, I guess it's better to do it. You're publicly acknowledging it. I mean, a lot of countries don't do stuff like that because they're like,
it'll like, be culpable. Turkey with the Armenian genocide and Japan with the comfort women and sex slaves. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember one guy mentioned it, that it existed out of office like 2 weeks later. Jeez. The Japanese don't mess around. Wow. Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. And then find out what's on Netflix tomorrow.
Yes.
That's how it goes. Mm-hmm. It's the hip-hop anonymous, the hip-hop hippo. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.